Well, good evening. I hope you are well. This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 8th of January, 2023. Hope you've had a great weekend. It has been incredibly wet here in Littlehampton in the West Sussex, which has meant very little gardening, if I'm honest with you. We did manage to sow a few seeds and fiddle around in the greenhouse. We even popped to the allotment this morning, but that was a very quick visit while walking a dog in between showers. But the rest of the time, it has been non-stop rain. Very frustrating, but hey, these are the things that are sent to challenge us. I hope you have managed to do some gardening this weekend. Now, I have managed to sow the parsley seeds. That was one of the things that I wanted to sow this weekend. Now, what I've actually done, I've conducted a little bit of an experiment. So I've sown parsley in several different containers. What I've done, I've made a row in the veggie pod, the herb veggie pod, and I've sown a few parsley seeds into that. I've taken some 9-centimetre square pots. I filled those with multi-purpose compost, and I've sown seeds into that. I've taken 4 of those pots, sown the seeds. I've kept 2 in the kitchen and 2 in the greenhouse, just to see how well or how the difference in temperature affects germination and growth. And I've only scattered them on the top and just given them a light covering with compost. And that's all I've got to do now is keep the compost moist. Hopefully they should germinate. It will be a bit slow. As I said, it can take up to 24 days, so be patient. But once they are germinated, I will let them grow. I might add a bit of seaweed feed just to give them a little bit of a boost, but that's not really necessary. But just if I feel they need a bit of a boost, a bit of a seaweed foliar feed will go down well. And then all we will do is continue to grow them in the pots. If the pots get a bit too small, roots start coming out the bottom, we might pop them into bigger pots. But really, that's all they need. That's all we need to grow the parsley. We harvest as and when we need them. What we could do, of course, the ones in the kitchen, if they get a bit too old, we could put them into a bigger pot and move them outside. Same as the ones in the greenhouse, they can go outside. Parsley can get incredibly large if it's allowed to. So it is quite a big one, but it really is so easy to grow. It's a cold weather plant, so I always feel it does better growing throughout the winter as well. So yeah, that's one of my favourite herbs, and it's so useful. Now, what else did I want to talk to you guys about today? First of all, if you were watching our live show today, you would have known I had lots of problems with the signal. I've been trying to research what I can do about it. Our broadband here at home isn't that great. It's the fastest we can get, although it looks like, I've been looking into it, I should be getting faster. So I might try and upgrade that to make the show a little bit better. But everything else, I believe the weather is affecting the signals, but I don't know for certain on that. It's just what I believe. So, yeah, if you were watching that, that was a bit of a problem. Now, I've set some homework for everyone this weekend as well. I'm trying to do a bit of a mission, as I'm calling it, and that is to go down to a local garden centre and see what seed potatoes are available. I have seen, and I feel it's incredibly early, although thinking about it, B&Q normally have them quite early as well. But I've been to a garden centre and they are selling some seed potatoes. In fact, I've bought most of the seed potatoes that I need. I'll be showing these off next weekend on our live show. It is a bit early. I normally try and plant my potatoes around March 17th. Normally, well, the traditional day is Easter Sunday, but because Easter moves so much, I find that March 17th is just a bit easier to work around. And all I do, dig a deep hole, put the potato in, cover it back over, and then mulch the soil up as it grows. Potatoes are incredibly hardy, but they do need a lot of feed and a lot of watering. So plenty of compost, plenty of organic matter, and plenty of good feed. And hopefully that will lead us to get to some good potatoes. Now, 2022, our potatoes were pretty poor, especially the main crops. Our first early's were pretty good, actually. They were very tasty. They were very early, But after that, they just started to go downhill. And that is just due to the weather that we had. It was too dry for them, too hot for them. So what I should have done, watered them a lot more. I didn't do that. Kept the weeds down a lot more, mulched a lot more. All these sort of things I could have done and should have done, I didn't do. So that's a lesson to be learned for next season, is to water more, mulch more, weed more. I think that's the same as anything that we do with growing our own, isn't it? The three tenets: mulch more, water more, weed more. Well, water more is a bit subjective, I think. Now, watering is something that comes up from time to time, and the subject of how knowing how much to water your plants. So this is something that I get asked a lot, and it's a very difficult one to answer. What I usually say is that you want your plants, or the soil around your plants, to be moist at all times. Even chilies and peppers, I find that works a good rule for moist at all times. So what I usually say is, if you got them in a plant pot, it's easy. Just dip your finger in. If it feels moist, it is fine. And moist is just moist, just off in the damp, not squeezing water out, just moist. In the ground, it's not so easy to do. Sometimes you do have to sort of pull away the topsoil to see just how moist it is. And if you do dig down, you often see just how far water is penetrating. In the past, I have used some little sensors that you stick in the ground and they flash when the ground is too wet, be it in a pot or in the ground. And they do work as they are meant to. They do flash when the ground is too dry. But the trouble with them, they are really meant for a guide, so they only give you an idea of what is going on. The thing is, if you had a lot of plants and you're growing a lot of food, you need to see what they're all doing in different beds, and that becomes very, very expensive. So the best tool, like I say, is yourself going out and checking and measuring and dipping your hand and getting down to the soil to see just what is going on. Then there's the question of, when you are watering, how do you know how much to water? And again, that's a very difficult question to answer, especially in the middle of summer when everything is dry. What I find when I go through that period of the summer, the dry summer, what we need to do is make sure the water penetrates. So I like to do a almost double water. So I'll go along with one watering can, and then I'll follow that back up a couple of minutes later with a second one. What I find is, if you do too much in one go, it just runs off. The first can just starts to soak into the soil as well as running off, but the second can then gets right into the soil. So sometimes it might even be three or four. What I like to do then, when it's dry, is get my trowel out, scrape away about an inch down into the soil, and just see, you can tell by looking, how far the water is getting down. Got to think, the plant's roots is where it needs the water, so it needs to be right down in the ground to really get the water. Unless they're young plants, of course, then they do need to be high up. So, yeah, that's my tips on watering. It probably isn't something you are thinking about at the moment, but, you know, when the summer comes, this is something that might pop up. Right, guys, you take care. I'm going to call this one a night. You take care, and I will speak to you again next time.